Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul.
Welcome to the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. I'm Deirdre Schuler, your host, and the program is topically yours. Well, on Saturday, January 18th, rock and roll will be here to stay with the Belmonts, Fred Parris and the Five Satin, Shirley Austin Reed, the Chiffons, Larry Chase and the Earls, and Danny and the Juniors. And we're going to bring doo-wop to the stage of Lehman Center for the Performing Arts in the Bronx today. I have my guest, will be two of the stars of the show, Warren Gratis of the Belmonts, who's at the top of the show, and then later on we're going to be talking with Judy Mann, lead singer of the Chiffons. The Belmonts are known for songs such as The Wanderer, Run Around Sue, A Teenager in Love, and Tell Me Why. Well, the group was formed by Angelo DiLeo, Fred Milano, and Carlo Mastrangelo. Well, I'm probably not pronouncing his name right. It's Carlo Mastrangelo, and who were high school buddies from the Arthur Avenue section of the Bronx. And the Belmonts named themselves after the avenue where Milano lived. And soon after, Dion DiMucci, who also lived in the neighborhood, joined them. Well, in 1958, the Belmonts saw their first big hit, I Wonder Why. This led to multiple television appearances on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and a string of chart-topping hits followed. But, you know, they had several changes in their history. In around 1958 to 1960, the group was named Dion and the Belmonts. Frank Lydon was a lead singer for a while, and then he was replaced by Warren Gratis in the early 1970s. In December of 2009, the Belmonts released their Christmas single, The Bell That Couldn't Jingle. And they also released the Belmonts Anthology Volume 1, which featured 100 Pounds of Play, and they released that CD, 100 Pounds of Play, in 2010. Well, we have Warren Gratis with us.
Hello.
Is, one of the Belmonts. So you will hear him saying hello. How are you?
Good. How are you? Is this
Very
Deidre?
Good. Thank you for joining. Yes, it is.
How are you, Deidre?
I'm fine. And, well, I know the original Belmonts were from the Bronx. Are you also from the Bronx?
I'm also from the Bronx, but, you know, the history that you were reading is a little, it's off by about 10 years. I joined a group in 1963.
Oh, okay.
And there, I think you mentioned that I joined a group in 1970-something.
Because that's what
yeah.
I saw at the, when
yeah,
I was looking
was,
up your...
Yeah, some of the bios are incorrect that way on the, like on... Wikipedia and all that. But I did join the group in 1963. And,
okay, even earlier than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, and Angelo DeLeo is still with us. Unfortunately, some of the guys have passed on. But, you know, we're still going strong.
Important thing, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Guys have been around a long time and still working, so that's a good thing.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Now I know that you're from the Bronx, but how did you get started in the business and hook up with the Belmonts and so forth?
Okay, well, when I was about 16 years old, and I'm close to 70 now, I had a group, because in those days everybody had a group, and you know, we would sing on street corners. Anyway, the lead singer of the group at that time, his name was Frank Linden. And he was going out with a girl that lived in my building, actually, in the Bronx. So we would rehearse, and he would hear us rehearsing. We also had a band, and we used to cut shows, you know, in the mountains for comedians and, you know, you know, other vocalists at the time. And he would hear us rehearse. And then one day, I was actually the drummer in this band and singing also. One day he approached me and he said, you know, the Belmonts, who were a very young group at that time, you know, and they were actually having hits at the time, you know, a lot of hits, were going to be making a record. And they didn't have a drummer to do the session. And would I like to play the drums? And I said, well, okay. And at that time I met, you know, Freddie and Ange and, you know, of course, Frank. And we made a record. And, you know, that's how I actually met the guys, even though we were from the same neighborhood. Then, you know, from time to time they would call me to play the drums or to sing or, you know, when they needed a replacement. And then eventually I was working for Laurie Records as a writer and a producer. And Freddie was also, you know, Freddie Milano was also up there doing sessions. So, you know, although I was working with them, you know, I got to know Freddie much better at that time. And then, you know, I became an actual permanent member of the group, you know, as a result of that, gigs started going in, and then, you know, the Beatles came in, and the group really had broken up at that time. So there was, the Belmonts was kind of non-existent. And
well,
it was just...
the Beatles knocked out a lot of groups once they came in. The,
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Music series, right?
The English Invasion, yeah, so... It was, you know, it was a good time to get the group together again because there were a lot of gigs after the British invasion coming in, you know, when the rock and roll revival began. So we actually were recording for Buddha at the time as the Belmonts. We did an album called Cigars, Acapella, and Candy. And then, you know, we did, we started doing gigs, Freddie and myself and a couple of other guys. Angelo came back in the group, and then Frank came back in the group. And we did a reunion at Madison Square Garden with Dion and the Belmonts. And, you know, we've been going ever since. Unfortunately, Freddie passed away. And, I've been continued the Belmonts with Angelo.
Now,
so that's basically it in a nutshell.
Part of the group, right? Initially was the Belmonts and then Dion and the Belmonts?
Originally, it was the Belmonts, and Dion was an act by himself. He was signed to Lori Records, and it was a different name at that time. It was Mohawk, but he was signed to that label. He needed a background group, and we were also signed to that label. It wasn't one group at that time. Actually, the people at Mohawk, Lori put the group together. It was Dion and it was the Belmonts, and they called it Dion and the Belmonts as if it was one group. And that's how that started. So that when the contract was up, you know, for Dion or the Belmonts, it's just everybody just went their separate ways because it really wasn't one group to begin with. According to, you know, legally. You know, it was Dion and the Belmonts. Get it?
Yeah, that's pretty good history for others that were confused about that.
Yeah,
you
right,
know,
because that started a whole thing, you know, with, like, Diana Ross and the Supremes and this one and that one and, you know. But originally it was only that way because it wasn't one group. Otherwise it would have just been the Belmonts.
And then how did Dion slip away? And then, you just said that.
Well, the contracts were up. And Dion wanted to do his own thing. And at the time, we had a bunch of hits, and Dion was no longer an unknown quantity, and he wanted to just do his own thing. He wanted to do his own records. And so did we, and we had hits on our own, and he had hits on his own. I think we had the first hit after the breakup was a song called Tell Me Why. And then Dion did Run Around Sue. And, you know, we kept having hits. And actually our last hit, the last one of us to have a hit would be the Belmonts. We had a hit with Freddie Cannon in 1981 called Let's Put the Fun Back in Rock and Roll. That was on the national charts. So it was called Freddie Cannon and the Belmonts, because it's two different acts. Now, isn't that interesting?
It is. Deidre? I mean, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting to know, right? It's like not really one act.
Well,
you know, it's like Diana Ross and the Temptations record. You know, it's like two different acts.
Yes, exactly.
If I say Diana Ross and the Supremes, then you think it's one act. If I say Diana Ross and the Temptations, then you know it's two acts. Well, this was two acts, Freddie Cannon and the Belmonts, and Dion and the Belmonts.
Oh, I see. Two separate
entities. Yep.
Is that still ongoing, or Dion is not doing that anymore? Or?
Well, Dion does his own thing. You know, he's working. He does rock and roll shows. Occasionally, I don't think he's working that much. But he does work, and he's absolutely great if you ever got to see him in person.
I want to go back to, I guess, now, because you told me before that some of these reports are not exactly correct, so correct me if I'm wrong here, that your first hit, your first what catapulted you to fame was I Wonder Why.
Correct.
Is that the case?
Yep,
now, how
that
did
was
you
with
guys
Dion.
Feel about that when you struck gold, so to speak? That was in 58?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, at the time, you know, we were singing on a street corner like everybody else, really. And we really didn't know we had much of an impact further than Arthur Avenue or 187th Street or Belmont Avenue in the Bronx.
That's what you because, named the group after, Belmont Avenue, right, in the Bronx?
Say that again?
The group, you took your name from Belmont Avenue in the Bronx?
Right. So when we had I Wonder Why, we really didn't realize the impact that it was having. You know, we knew that it was on the radio, but, you know, we didn't really know much about anything but the Bronx. So we thought, hey, we have a hit in the Bronx, kind of. You know, but actually it was a hit all over. So, and that was great. We started doing shows and stuff like that.
I also want to mention that there was a famous plane crash that you guys were, well, I guess it was a year before since you say that you came in the 1960s. But
yeah, I wasn't on that particular gig, but Freddie
you know,
was on that gig. Yeah, Clear Lake, Iowa. Yeah,
right.
That was Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. Got killed in a plane crash. Well, I could tell you the story that I've heard.
Yeah, would you?
Sure.
Okay.
The story that I heard was that the bus that all the acts were on, the heater kept breaking down. They couldn't fix the heater. So actually, Buddy Holly had been taking a plane, not just that night. He had been taking a plane for the last few dates, you know, the last few gigs on that tour. But that particular night was a very snowy night. And, of course, he was going to take a plane again. And there were room for two other guys. And, you know, there's a famous coin toss. And I think it was between Waylon Jennings, who was the bass player for the tour. Actually, the bus was so cold that the drummer on the tour had frostbite, had to go to the hospital, couldn't even finish up the gig.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, and Buddy Holly, I was told, played drums for Dion and Carlo and Angelo, and Carlo was a drummer, and he played for Buddy Holly that night. Anyway, they took off. And it was a very snowy night. I guess, I don't know, maybe the pilot wasn't as experienced as he should have been, perhaps. But, you know, the plane crashed and they all perished. And I heard that, the guys, the Belmonts, Freddie and Carl and Dion were on the way to the next gig and they didn't even realize that there was a plane crash. So when they got to the next gig, actually, the headlines were already out in all the newspapers that they thought the Belmonts were on that flight, too. So
well, I had read that Dion was offered the ride, and then for some reason he decided, he'd stay on the bus.
Well, that's...
Was that true?
That's the... That's not exactly what I heard. I heard that it was actually Waylon Jennings that could have gotten on that plane. And I heard it from the horse's mouth. So, you know, but anything could have happened, you know. What's that? What'd you say, Deidre?
I said if the horse said it, the horse knows.
Yeah, the horse knew, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guys got to the next date. And they were told that the plane crashed, so they all called home, I was told, to say, oh, no, we weren't on the plane, you know, we're alive, and this and that. Anyway, that's basically the story of the night the day the music died.
Absolutely. And fate. One's fate.
Yeah, right. Exactly. First of all...
Also, go ahead.
The group wasn't making enough money to be taking planes. They only had one hit, actually. And, Buddy Holly and the rest of these guys were headliners, you know.
absolutely.
So they weren't making enough. I think it was going to cost something like $35, you know. But in those days, $35 was like, that was like your rent, a month's rent.
Can you believe it, how times have changed?
Yeah. And, you know, it was just a little plane. It wasn't like a commercial airliner. You know,
yeah,
it was
sure.
just a, you know, a four-seater.
Ah. So once something like that, the impact would have killed everybody. And very rarely do you walk from a tiny plane.
Well, that night nobody walked away from that plane. But, you know, I mean, actually, you know, I've taken flying lessons. And I wouldn't have flown that night. I would have just said, well, we can't go, that's all. You know, but in those days, I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking, you know. They were thinking, let's get to the next gig.
Exactly.
And we could sleep all night, you know. And you know, I guess that's what they were thinking. I don't know what they were thinking.
Now, you just said that you guys weren't making that much money because you had one hit. But then your second hit, or you tell me, was that a teenager in love?
No, it was a song called No One Knows.
Ah.
And that was written by a guy named Ernie Maresca, who also came from the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, he eventually wrote The Wanderer, and he wrote Runaround Sue, and he had a number one hit himself called Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out. So Ernie wrote the song No One Knows, and it was our second hit.
Okay. But you, a teenager in love was the.
That was number three.
It was a one. Say that again.
That was number three.
But that was the one that went into the top 10, right?
Yeah, that. But that was the third record we had.
Oh, okay. They all went to, well. Obviously, they all were big hits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were all bigger than the average hit.
And you are you guys presently on tour now?
We are not actually on a tour, but we're working all the time. You know, like this show that's coming up on the 18th.
Right,
we're working with our friends all the time, and on that show, our friends happen to be the Larry Chance and the Earls and Danny and the Juniors, and I think the Chiffons were on that show, the Five Satins, Shirley. Who else is on? Yeah, did I miss anybody?
No, you said the Chiffons, Freddie Paris and the Five Satins, and Shirley Austin Reeves and Larry Chance and the Earls and Danny
right.
and the Juniors and you're in the Belmonts.
And us, oddly enough. Yeah, so we're doing shows, and this is a great show that's coming up. You know, we'd like to see a lot of people there, and I'm sure we will.
And you're under the banner, Rock and Roll is Here to Stay.
Which is, as far as I'm concerned, the truth.
Oh, absolutely.
Rock and Roll is Here to Stay.
It's in
the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, and that's in on Bedford Park Avenue in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Bedford Park Boulevard West.
Right, Bedford Park Boulevard West. As a matter of fact, I should know that address because I graduated college from Lehman College.
Well, now this is going to be like whole home week then.
It is.
Playing to the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. We're playing to the homeboys in the Bronx, and anybody that knows me from that school, you know, should come there also.
Well, I'm going to tell them how to get
and
tickets.
I just want to let you know, I graduated with a 3.99 GPA.
Wow.
That's
good
summa cum laude.
That
right. And I'm going to announce that from the stage, too. That should get a round of applause from those people.
It should. That's almost 4.0, man.
That is.
I did 3-something. I forgot. 3, 4, 5, or 3-something.
I got one A-. It was still an A, but it was an A-, and that dropped. I had a 4.0 till that point. Not bad, huh?
Wow. Not bad.
Now,
that gets you on the Dean's list.
That's right. That's going to get me a round of applause, just like one of the songs that we do that night.
Well, looking but
at
your career around the world. But let me give them the box office number so they can buy tickets and all your homeboys and everybody else that loves rock and roll and doo-wop can come and listen to the show. You can buy tickets at 718-960-8833. Or you can go online at www.lehmancenter.org.
Yep.
And I was just mentioning your latest CD. Is that 100 Pounds of Cliff?
Yep, that's actually our latest record, 100 Pounds of Clay, the old Gene McDaniels tune.
Oh, okay.
And it's, we just redid it, and it sounds kind of nice, you know. And it got some airplay on the Internet, and, of course, it's on YouTube and stuff like that. So we're still making records, and we're still doing gigs, and we're having a good old time. And, of course, whenever we do a show, it's like a party. So it will be a party that night on the 18th at the Lehman Center.
Well, you know what I want to do is whet their appetite and run one of your songs. How about Duke of Earl?
Well, the Duke of Earl is a great song. It's not one of our songs, but it's an oldie, and it's a great oldie. And if you'd like to play that, that's fine with me.
Well, I got it off of Amazon under the Belmont.
Under the Belmonts, it says the Duke of Earl?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I guess Amazon. Amazon got it wrong. What else did they have under the Belmonts?
Well, why don't I just run around Sue, because I know that one you did.
Yeah, what else do they have, though, under the Belmonts?
Yeah, they had both of them under the Belmonts.
Didn't they have Teenager in Love?
They probably did. I just selected the first two I saw. So,
yeah, Teenager in Love would be a great one to play, but you can play whatever you want. It's fine.
Well, let me play,
whatever you choose, it's on you.
Run Around Sue.
That's fine.
That's what I have. Here we go. The Belmont.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Well, I'm glad I got that right. That's a very popular one.
Yeah. Did we tell the people what time the show will begin?
It's 8 o'clock, folks, if I missed that. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock is when the party starts. So get there on time.
it's five groups, right? Five groups.
Well, it's Danny and the Juniors, the Chiffons, Larry Chance and the Earls, us, the Belmonts, Shirley Austin Reeves, who is the lead singer of the Shirelles, and the five Satins will be there. So that's like six groups. And also, by the way, a DJ by the name of Johnny Z, who does an oldie show on WFAS radio, a terrestrial station, and he's going to be the MC that night. So it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I know I'm going to be there.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. I know a lot of folks that like the oldies but goodies and the rock and roll. You're going to have a lot of fans out there.
And it'll be fun.
The show. Well, I was expecting to see Judy Mann, but she hasn't showed up yet. So I appreciate you coming.
Well, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
And I appreciate that because we want to promote your show so people will show up and know about it. I'm going to also put it in the newspapers for you, too.
Absolutely. All right, that sounds great.
And I'm a Bronxite, so.
Are you? Where from the Bronx do you come? You don't live there now, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you still live in the Bronx. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Well, I originate from upstate New York, and then I lived in Manhattan, and now I live in the West Bronx.
In the West Bronx.
That's like the Riverdale area.
Yeah, I know that area very well. As a matter of fact, this guy Ernie Maresca that wrote Runaround Sue and The Wanderer and No One Knows, he comes from 183rd Street in the Bronx, but he moved to Riverdale and now he lives in Florida. So I kind of know the Riverdale.
Well, I'm sure you have to be in Florida today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a little chilly out
weather,
there.
But I think it's getting a little better now, right? Yesterday.
But I heard the weather. Hold on one sec, can you?
Sure.
Vivian, I'm on the phone.
So, yeah, I think it's good. I think the weather report for the 18th is going to be great. So we want everybody to come out. And
I'm sure they will.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So, did I answer most of your questions?
You did. And is there anything I didn't ask you that you would like to say before you go?
Not really. I think we covered most of it. It's just that I would like everybody to know that listens to your show that we're going to have a great time. That's it. It's going to be rock and roll.
Thank you very much. And what I'm going to do now is play Judy Mann's song from the Chiffons, since she didn't show, or at least represent her by one of her songs, which is My Boyfriend's Back.
Well, My Boyfriend's Back.
That one.
That wasn't actually a Chiffon song, but that was I don't know. I mean, I got to tell you. Well, you know, their main song was "He's So Fine." But let me just see something here. No, My Boyfriend's Back was not the Chiffons. In fact, that wasn't even Shirley. That was the Angels.
But when you look at her bio, they got it listed.
Well, it said I had. On their bio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. They had a song called "I Had a Boyfriend," but not my boyfriend's.
Yeah, they have that. They have "I Have a Boyfriend" and they have "My Boyfriend's Back." But I think I do have "She's So Fine." He's so fine, and you know what? Thank you for reminding me. I'll play that one.
Yeah, He's So Fine. That's it. Play that one. That's the one. That's their biggest hit.
So I shall play that.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you so much. And we're going to end the show with He's So Fine.
All right. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, well, we learned a lot today. Everything that I learned about the Belmonts and the Chiffons seems to be incorrect. So Wikipedia, get your act together, and I don't know, on the website, their own official websites are wrong, according to Mr. Grouter. But here we go with He's So Fine. I also want to remind the listeners that all the groups that we mentioned during this show, the Belmonts, Fred Parris and the Fod Satins, Shirley Austin Reed, Larry Chance and the Earls, and Danny and the Juniors will be at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts on January 18th. That's Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. And if you want tickets, you can call the box office at 718-96. Go online at www.lehmancenter.org. And this is Deirdre Schuler, and you've been listening to the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. And I want to thank my audience for making my topic topically yours. Well, I have a boyfriend, and so we'll play that to end the show. That's our song. You've been listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.